Welcome to City Valley Church. Our vision is to be a family, loving Jesus, growing together and reaching Yorkshire and the nations. We hope you are encouraged and hear Jesus speak to you as you listen to this recording.
We are being called to account today for an act of kindness shown to a man who is lame and are being asked how he was healed. Then know this, you and all the people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who you crucified and whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed. Jesus is the stone you builders rejected, which has become the cornerstone. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. What Peter is saying here is the name of Jesus is unique. It holds power. Power to heal and power to save. Peter goes on later on in Acts 10:43, to say everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. You know, the name of Jesus, it's not just a spiritual catchphrase or something we say when life gets hard. It carries the full authority of heaven. When we speak his name in faith, we're calling out the presence of the living God. So I guess Peter's response leaves us with a few questions. And the first one is, well, what do we need saving from? You know, if Jesus' name holds the power to save us, then Why is it important, and what is it we are being saved from? Why is Peter so adamant that we need the name of Jesus? Well, in the verses we've just read, Peter uses the word sin. And what he means by this is all of our wrong choices. The choices we make that we regret, our greed, our selfishness, times when we hurt others, our thoughts and actions, the words that we regret saying. And the thing is, sin not only damages our relationships with each other, but it also damages our relationship with God. So why do we need saving? Well, because of our sins, we have all been separated from God. And this separation has eternal consequences. Those famous verses in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." So sin results in this death, both physically and spiritually, as we are separated from God. And what Peter is saying is, well, Jesus is our only entrance way, the only way back to be reconnected to God. This only way back into relationship is to be forgiven. We must believe in Jesus' name and his power to forgive. You might be thinking, well, okay, but why Jesus? Does it really have to be all about him? Well, I'm convinced Jesus wasn't just a historical figure. He wasn't just a wise moral teacher. He is the Son of God. And his death on the cross was more than just an act of love. It was an act of sacrifice. It was a substitute, a form of atonement, where he took upon himself all of our wrong choices, all of our sins, all the things that we wish we hadn't done, our rebellion. It's transferred onto him so that he pays the price. He is paying the penalty for us, so that we can have new life, so that we can be free and forgiven. And I'm also convinced that, as the Bible says, that Jesus rises from the dead. He is raised again, showing and proving that he is bigger and greater than sin and death. He's conquered it all. And therefore, he has the power and the authority to bring all of us who believe in him back into relationship with God for all of eternity. Jesus, the Son of God, the only one who's ever lived a perfect life, who took the price for each of us dying on the cross and resurrected from the dead. And that's why Peter goes on and on about Jesus. And Jesus wasn't just God's gift to people 2,000 years ago. He wasn't just God's gift to the man who was born lame outside the temple gates. He's God's gift to us today as well. If Jesus is that only way that we can be reconnected back to God, then his name should be the most important name that we learn, that we know, that we speak of. And the name Jesus literally means Yahweh saves. And Yahweh is this Old Testament name for God. So his identity, his very being is God saves. That's why he came. That's why he exists. That's why he's here. Because he saves. And so finally, you might be asking that question, well, okay then, how do I live this out? How do I accept this gift from God? How do I accept this entranceway back that Peter tells us about? Well, it says in the verses earlier in Acts 3, repent then and turn to God so that your sins might may be wiped out and that times of refreshing may come from the Lord. We can accept this free gift of forgiveness and grace, and all we have to do is believe that Jesus is who he said he is. Believe that he is that only entrance way back to God. Repentance is simply turning away from what we've done wrong and turning towards the truth and the right way, which is Jesus, the author of life, and choosing to follow him. And I think this is a real challenge for us today. You know, culture and society tells us that there is no single truth. Pluralism is like the prevailing voice of our generation. It's everywhere. Kind of pick a belief. Pick a God, any God, and surely all roads will lead to happiness and heaven. But that's not what Peter's saying here. And I found it helpful to think of it a little bit like this, that what Peter is saying is God has made a perfect, incredible home for us, that we get to live in peace and love with him and each other forever. However, our rebellion, our sinfulness, our wrong choices, they damage that relationship with God. We've become disconnected. We can't live in the same home as God anymore. And our lives are trying to find that way back to him. I've got this bunch of keys, which probably need sorting out because there's way too many keys on there. The good thing is I never lose them, but if I do lose them, I've lost everything. But really, on this set of keys, you know, there's different things we can think about trying to find our way back to God. I've got my office keys, and sometimes I'm tempted that actually the way back to God is what I can do, my work, my good deeds, the things that I can do to make me feel like I've made my way back to God. There's other things on here that maybe are representing helping others, being charitable, being generous. Maybe we think we should try and fix the relationships that we've damaged along the way, and that will help us get back to God. Or maybe a bit like a car key. You've got a key that is your kind of escapism. Maybe it's your work, maybe it's money, possessions, hobbies, to busy yourselves, to fill your time with fun things and forget about the fact that your relationship with God has been damaged. However, there's only one key on here, and because there's so many keys, I have to highlight it red, otherwise I spend about 10 minutes trying to unlock the front door key. And that is Jesus. That is our way back into the front door. That is our way back into home with God, our Heavenly Father. That's how we get reconnected back. It is all about Jesus. It's all through Jesus. And it is all for Jesus. That when we make that choice, not only do we enter back through that front door, but we are welcomed as sons and daughters of God. So what does that mean for us today? Well, as parents who have dedicated their children, and as City Valley Church family here, I know this is something we are already and we are going to want to teach our children about, that it is all about Jesus. that he's the best name that they can ever learn and that they can ever know. But also, you might be sat here this morning thinking, what does this mean for me? And I'd encourage you that Jesus is the only way. And if that is right, then our highest priority of our lives should be and must be to know him better, to know him more, to get to know his name, to understand what is on his heart, what he's like, what his character is like. Because he is the only one that can restore our hearts and welcome us back to God. So I'm just going to pray for us to finish, and then I'm going to pass over back to Al. Yeah, Jesus, we thank you that even this morning we can be so confident that your name is powerful. Your name is powerful to heal our hearts. Your name is powerful to forgive us, no matter what our life looks like, no matter what we've done or what we haven't done. You are powerful this morning to reconnect us back to the Father. And Jesus, I pray that you would just keep revealing yourself to us, keep showing us what it looks like to choose you above all other things, to prioritize you as the key, the one that gets us back into relationship with God, and that we, with confidence and boldness, would know that we can come before you, knowing that we're accepted, that we're loved, that we're your sons and daughters, and that we belong to you. Amen.
Thank you for listening. We pray you have been blessed by this talk today. If you would like to know more about our church, where we meet, or would like to speak with someone from City Valley, please visit our website at cityvalley.org.